Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Buckler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Bryce Eddy from an organization called CIA. Bryce, can you believe it? For 20 years now here at New Leaf Training and Development, we focus on our core expertise of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices, but please start there by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Bryce, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Sounds great. Well, thank you for having me, Paul. And yeah, although we are called CIA, it doesn't stand for the Central Intelligence Agency. It stands for Commercial Insurance Associates, which is a terribly benign name for what we do. But we're in the insurance space. So we're insurance brokers and consultants. And we kind of touch the entirety of that world. So, you know, everything from property and casualty, commercial insurance coverages to the employee benefits side, which is what I run for the agency. And I've been thinking a lot about this phenomenon that's happening right now in business in general. You're seeing a real massive push between private equity and Wall Street to kind of bundle up everybody into one or two or three organizations, running whatever industry exists. And you're seeing that across, every single discipline, every single industry here, especially in the United States. But I think this is a worldwide phenomenon. And with that, I believe that we're losing touch with our customers in a way that isn't seen by everyone yet. And at our organization, I'm really having a good time being refreshed into the idea that it's really Main Street against Wall Street again. And I think the people who are paying attention to their customers and what their business really is about and serving those customers are going to have an edge in what I would call the next golden age. Because I do believe that we're coming into a golden age in business between what's happening with artificial intelligence and really any time you have a spirit of disruption, there's great opportunity for people to just have wild, unimaginable success. And so, in our practice, one of the things that I asked myself years ago is like, what are we really doing? Because within the employee benefits space, what we're trying to do is help employers keep the employees that they have happy and then attract the best that they can in whatever business they have. And we're not in touch with that in today's environment very easily, because you've got people that are out there in my business, and rather than taking a consulting role, they're selling insurance. And because that's how they make their money, they're forgetting that the job is really, what do we do to attract and retain? And so, within our practice, again, taking that Main Street versus Wall Street mentality, we're trying to bring that to the conversation. How do we really get employees happy? Well, insurance might be a component of that, providing them with medical insurance, taking good care of them with all of those sort of things. But what are we doing in the broader context to, make their connection to you as the employer as good as possible and make them feel like they're well cared for and get them to be kind of aligned with your vision. So that I think is the secret to success in what we're doing in our discipline. And I think there's no better way to go about it. And so I'm excited for the future. And I think that's so many people are going to have a great time and a great path as long as you know how to thrive in the midst of chaos.
Brilliant. Bryce, thanks ever so much for spending a few minutes with us today. And I really appreciate that clarity. I love the way you expressed about this disruption that's going on. And I mean, one of the areas I find fascinating is business history. And history does tend to say, doesn't it? Does tend to show for us that when you get these tides where there's massive change, there's always massive opportunity, especially when it's in a free market economy like the US. So I really appreciate that clarity of thought on that. If I could, just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free. Bryce, as has become our tradition, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Yes, let's do it.
Bryce, I really
Right on.
appreciate you taking a few minutes with us today.
Thank you, Paul.
Cheers, Bryce.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.